Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf lamed tes. We're holding at the Mishnah, roughly 10-12 lines from the top of the Amud. And we're continuing to talk about Hilchos Tchumen. And as we learned yesterday, Tchum doesn't only apply to a person, but also to his possessions, to his chafetzim, to his animals, that they all can go the same Tchum as their owner, as their balim. And our Mishnah tells us that the same thing applies to a coal. If a person owns a gacheles, charcoal, it also has mamoshes, and it has value. It's a thing, just like any chayfet, hagacheles keraglia balam. Wherever the balam are able to go and walk on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, so too his gacheles can walk, meaning can go until the same tchum. And if the balabus made an erev, it can go to the end of that erev, and so on and so forth. However, if you're talking about a shalheves means just the flame itself, that's b'chol mokayim. That is not tied to the balabatim. And the reason for that is because a shalheves is something she'ein boi mamush, it's not tangible, it's not a chifetz, it's not a kli, it's not a possession, it's just a flame. And there, even if the balabus can go lemushal 4,000 amis towards tzofoin, the shalheves can go towards Doraim. It's not a problem. There is no real balas on the flame. We're going to talk in Mirchim.
Presumably the lamp passes.
We're going to see in Mirchim in the Gemara. What we're talking about is the flame attached to a match. Is it attached to a piece of chaspa? We'll see in Mirchim in the Gemara more details about the flame. But in the meantime, we're just talking about the flame itself. And since we're talking about a gacheles and a shalheves, our Mishnah gives us two other halachas. Halacha number two is gacheles shel hegdish moy alin ba. If the gacheles was something that a person was makdish, as you know, you can be makdish anything if you want to the base of Migdish. Those things which are roy to go on the Mizbeach, those of course will have a higher kedusha, kedusha saguf. Those things which are only roy lebede kabayis or legizbar, they'll only have a kedusha's domin. Aba kedusha it has. So if you're makdish it, then you have to be careful not to abuse or to misuse it. Because if you misuse it, then there'll be a din of me'ila, me'alinba. The din of me'ila is that you're going to have to bring a korban asham me'ilais. But that's only by a gacheles, because it's yesh by mamish. B'shalheves, if you're talking about a flame, you take a flame of hegdish and you use it for your own purposes, non-hegdish purposes. So since it doesn't have any mamoshes, there's no din of me'ila min ha-toira. You don't have to bring asham me'ilais. Feel free to join us if you'd like. However, midrabanan, the halacha is loy nehenin. So midrabanan, we're in the middle of the Mishnah, about a quarter down the umbit. And we just finished saying that by gacheles, if a person has a gacheles shal hegdish, and he uses it for hegioid purposes, he's oivrin hilchois me'ila, and he has to bring a korban asham me'ilois, a shalhevis, which is just a flame. It has no mamoshes. Loy nehenen, there's no din of hano, means you're not allowed to have hano, not min ha-toira, midrabanan, v'loy me'alan, but there is no din of me'ila, you do not have to bring a korban asham me'ilos. So min ha-toira, there's no me'ila at all, zero, midrabanan, loy nehenen. But if you had hano, you had hano, you oivid rabanan, but there's no korban.
Looks like the thing has no
bios,
really.
No, it's a gunish. We'll see Mitchell anymore, not even finish it. The third halacha of the Mishnah is that moitzi gacheles reshus harabin. A person carries a gacheles in the reshus harabin from place to place. In other words, in reshus yoch, reshus harabin. He's chayv. He took something. Shalheves, if you take your flame and you move it from reshus harabin to reshus yoch, you are potter. How do you take a flame? And Mietzshem, the Gemara, is going to deal with that shortly. But there's a difference between a gacheles, was hota mamushes, it's tangible, it's a thing, mashen kina shalheves, it's not tangible, and these halachas don't apply. And in fact, we're going to have a brisa now that's going to tell us five differences between the gacheles, the charcoal, and between the shalheves, the flame. Three of the halachas will be repeat from our Mishnah, and then we're going to add two more. Five halachas. Number one, hagacheles keraglia ba'olam. Like we learned in our Mishnah, legabi hilchos tchumen on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Wherever you can go, your gacheles can go. V'shalheves b'chol mokum. Shalheves is a free bird, can go anywhere because there is no mamoshes, that it has balas on it, that it's limited to a particular place. Similarly, gachala shel hegdish, since it has mamashes miyalim ba, if you use it or abuse it or misuse it for hedyoid purposes, not for hegdish purposes, then you've been moil behegdish. You have to go and bring a korban asham meilah. The shalheves really menatoyr is garnish, and therefore loy my alan. So if you misuse the shalheves, it's not a problem min hatoyra. Of loy nehedim, the rabban said no, don't do it. You're even isid rabban. Now that we already had in the Mishnah, but the Brisa now adds gachela shalavoydah zara asura. Yavadi and Allah use anything avoydah zara shem posik liyidbak biyorcha muuma menachirem afel garnished. Nevertheless, don't have anur. So if you use a gechel shel avodah zarah, it's usir, it's isra hanur. But shalheves again, ain't by mamish the garnish, it's muteris. And the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, why didn't the Chacham here also make a din drabon? Taka min atoira, it's muter. But let's ask a drabon. The Gemara is going to ask that question shortly. Halacha number 4. A person is carrying a gachelis into the shesarabim, like we had in the Mishnah. Chayiv, you're carrying. You're not allowed to carry. V'shalheves, if you're carrying a shalheves, you're a potter. Again, the Gemara is going to ask, how do you carry shalheves? You got to carry lechayin on a kli. Aren't you chayiv on the kli? The Gemara is going to ask that. Don't be nervous, Aboisai Mitchum. We're going to address that shortly. And the final halacha of the Braise, Hamuder Hanoa Mechaveroi, a person who unfortunately is not on good terms with his chaver, and one of them made a neder against the other, and therefore you're not allowed to have Hanoa from the other one. Also, Gachalte, Gachelis has mamushes, it's a zach, you're not allowed to have Hanoa from the other zach. Or Mutte Bishal Heftoi, but if he has a flame, flame hotnishka mamushes, you are allowed to have Hanoa from that flame. So we had 5 halachas. Interessante zach is, the Chassam Sofer and the Ben Yehuda, they bring a Yerushalmi. In fact, Masoret Hashas brings it on the side from a Tisefta. That is another one, number 6, which the Braisa doesn't mention. Which is that number 6? And that is when you want to make a brucha boirim oirer aish lemushal on Motzei Shabbos, you can make it on the Shalheves, but you can't make it on a Gacheles. If I have a charcoal, I can't make a boirim oirer aish. But if I have a fire, a flame, I can make a bar moray. So how come it's not Oskarech? Why isn't it enumerated in this price? Says Ben Yoyada, very, very simple. Because all the fire that we're talking about until now show the mala that Gacheles has over Eshal Heves. Because the Gacheles has a mamashis, all of these 5 halachas apply. Because Shal Heves is a garnish, it's a dovish aim by mamish, these halachas don't apply. The Tisefta's case is just the opposite. That we're giving an adifus, we're giving a greater quality, a greater mala, if you will, to the shalheves over the gachelis. Then the shalheves, you can go and make a bar maroish, and you can't make it on the gachelis. That's the oizvav here in the Masoret Hashas brings the Tisefta.
Who says that point, that it's the other direction?
The Ben Yoyada says it. Anyway, yeah, what's up to you?
Are we talking about something totally different here? I'm just trying to understand.
That's not al hilchos meila. That's hilchos mitzvah. You know that about a no from a dvar mitzvah. The shas, the person is doing, just like, for instance, sikkah, we had anything more before, that you're not allowed to have hanua from the noi sikkah, you can't have hanua from the, if the noi sikkah fall down, you can't go and use them for your own purposes, because it's huktza limitzvosai. But it's not a din of me'ila, it's a din of muktza limitzvosai. Getting back to our Gemara now, so the Gemara now says, Maishna, second wide line. We already asked this question whilst we were going through the Braisa, that there's a difference between the shalheves, shalhegdish, and the shalheves, shalavoydazar. That both of them, mitzah ikra din menatoyres, are gurnished. Shalheves is gurnished. It has no mamushes. However, by the din of hegdish, the Chachamim said, loy nehenen, don't have anor. Even though menatoyres, no problem. You don't have to bring a korban me'ilah. Nevertheless, midrabban loy nehenen. Why didn't they say the same thing? The Sharia, why did the Chachamim not put on any din? And they said, yeah, you can use the shalheves. Because ain't by mamish is gunish. Why did the Chachamim impose and impress a special isid rabban loy nehenen? Zokimar, very simple. When it comes to avodah zarah, people say, feh, avodah zarah, ah, ah. You get away, you don't even get in the dalat amas of avodah zarah. So the Chum didn't have to make a special gezeira, special asura. Rabbi gay avek from the avodah zarah. Don't even have anuah from the shalheves. Who would even fall line? Who would even have the half a minute to go and have anuah from the shalheves? So avodah zarah, get away from me. Hagdish, the loy moiz, the loy shiminai. A person says, Hagdish, Yichmanocha. Yisrael Kedoshim, Yichmanocha, Psashikal Hagdish. So a person might go and have Hanua, because Rabbanan said, we have to add a special Isid Rabbanan. Minatoira, it's mutter. The Rabbanan added a special gzeira, but by Avodah Zarah, they didn't have to add the gzeira because a person stays away from Avodah Zarah. Okay, so now continuing on, we said in the Mishnah that if your moitzi shall haves me rishus lirishus, you took a shall haves out from rishus ayochid into rishus rabim, is potter. And we already said in the Mishnah, how did you carry that shalheves? And that's what we're going to address at this moment. So it says, a person carried the shalheves from the Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, he's over. I'm sorry, he's potter. But Tanya Tachdu Abraisa, Amoitzi Shalem Bekolshu, is chayiv. It's the chastira. Our Mishnah says, if you moiti shalheves from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, you're potter. The Braisa says, you're chayiv. Make up your mind. Omer of Sheishas, I'll tell you, the Braise is talking about Kegoin Shoi Tzioi Bekissim. He didn't just take out the flame, he took it attached to a kissim. A kissim means a spindle, which means a splinter. In modern terminology, either a toothpick or even a match. So it's connected to something. Since it's connected to something, it has a chashivus. It has a chashivus, then you're chayv. So what's our Mishnah talking about that's not connected? So Rashi already asked that kasha, and Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain at the end. What the Gemara is going to explain at the end is talking about that, for instance, a person has a fire in his stove, oven, fireplace, which is right next to the window or right next to the door, and it's yontem and he's fanning it, so he should be able to have a good fire to go and cook the chulin, the soup, whatever it happens to be. And in his great vigor in fanning it, at some point, the flame leaves his fireplace and it flies over into the Rishus HaRabim. Without any mamoshes, and nobody's carrying it. It's not being carried by a match, it's not being carried by a plate. It flies on its own. He's being
moist. Anyway, carrying is not a problem anyway.
Carrying on Yant. Okay, so I guess it's talking about on Shabbos. He's saying how he's allowed to fan.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's a separate issue. But we're talking about, is there a problem of being moitzi the fire from Rishus to Rishus? And even if you go and tell me there's no problem in carrying, it's only metoich at Dover HaTzoyrech. He certainly doesn't need this flame in the Rishus Rab.
He's blowing on the fire, and he has good fire.
That there should be a good fire in the Rishus Yochid that he needs, but it should be going and carrying into the Rishus Rab. He doesn't need that. So therefore, by Gachelis, if he carries it from one Rishus to another Rishus, and he doesn't need to, then he's Chayiv. If he's going and taking the Shalheves from Rishus to Rishus, then he's Potter. And how is he taking the Shalheves? Not carrying it, but by blowing it from, by fanning it, and it goes, that flame jumps from his Rishus to the other Rishus, you're Potter nevertheless. Why? Because Ein by Mamish, you haven't carried a thing, you haven't carried a Chayfetz, just a flame. Flame Ein by Mamish, and therefore you're Potter. But what's the case of the price of the Shirchayiv? When it was on a Kisein, when it was attached to something. So what are you telling me? Yoshal Heves, Nishal Heves. The reason is because he's carrying this toothpick, he's carrying this match, and that's why he's chayiv, even if it wasn't lit. So Gemara talking about a kisim b'leshay shiura, because it didn't have a shiur. Well, what does it mean, no shiur? Now we learn back in Masechta Shabbos, ha-moitzi eitzim k'dei levashel be'yakala. In Masechta Shabbos, there are a whole bunch of Mishnayis and Braises and Gemaras that tell us when it comes to Hilchos Eitzah, there's no one size fits all rule. It really depends on what you are being moitzi. By ma'acholim, for instance, it says always kegroigris. Him, when we're talking about eitzim, the shiur is k'dei levashel be'yakala. But each category has different shiurim. So the point is, what's a shiur choshev by eitzim that is osur to go and carry? K'dei levashel be'yakala, the amount of eitzim that you need to go and cook a be'yakala. A be'yakala means a be'yatarnei goylis. That's considered to be the easiest and the quickest of all eggs that cook and that fry, etc. So how much eitzim do you need? Chweisish. Maybe you need one log, maybe you need a half a log, maybe you need a quarter of a log, whatever it happens to be, that's the shiur. But one kiss and one match can't do the trick. Try taking a match and trying to go and cook an egg, you'll see you'll have at least you'll need at least 5 or 10 or 50 matches, right? One egg is not going to do the trick. So therefore, out the kissim yataka potter, because you don't have a shiur. But because the shalheves is attached to the kissim, so now the shalheves as a chashivus. It's not just flying out in the air on its own. It's attached to a match, it's attached to a toothpick. Has a chashivus in your chayv. Oh, Abaye Omer, Abaye gives a different pshat. Kigoin deshaifei mona mashcha veitli bei nura. If you went and took a plate and you smeared it with oil, and then you went and you lit that oil, and then whoo, now you see a fire. I don't know if any of you ever had that experience. My father's Zichron Lebrucha, every once in a while, if there wasn't wine or didn't have grape juice or whatever, he would go make havdula on schnapps, and then when you put the schnapps onto the plate, and then you put the fire, oh, there's a whole flame. It doesn't stay very long. It stays a chvais for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds. It's because of the alcohol.
The coin that's a big mouthful, it's la flambe, it's called.
Cool flambe? Yeah. Okay. It's a flambe. So the point is, if a person made a flambe by being shy for mon and mashcha, v'atli beinura, and now he takes that plate with the fire on top of it into the reshus harabim, then he's over on being ma'abed the shalheves from Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRab. And the Gemara asks the same question again. V'tepele Mishim Mana. Why don't you tell me that the reason why he's chayv is because you're taking a plate out the plate itself, forgetting about the Shalevis. You're chayv. So the Gemara B'chasva, it's talking about he didn't take a full plate, it was just a shard. Shard means a shtickle klichar, is a broken klichar.
Like a shpengel.
Atazoy. Frank the Gemara V'tepele Mishim Chasva. So let's go to the Alta Chasva, also a chashivas. The Gemara B'lech L'shira, it's talking about that didn't have a shear of a full chaspa.
So it comes at the same answer, basically.
It's basically the same answer. And the question is, why do we come on to the second answer? Balta Mazain, let's continue. Yimara, Zukti Yimara, Batek Mishim Chaspa, the less is Yura, that none, Cheres Kadei Litin, Bei Patim Lechaveroi, the reason why, but what's the Shir by Cheres? There the Shir is that you can put between Patim Lechaveroi. What's this Patim Lechaveroi? So Rashi says that, let's say you have a frame around a window, or you have a door frame around a door, so you want that all of the pieces of wood that are framing the window, or framing the door, that they should all fall into place. So if you have one long piece of wood on each side, fine. But what happens if I have multiple pieces of wood? I don't have one long one, I have two or three small ones. And unfortunately, they don't all fit flush one into the other. So sometimes you need a little help. So you add a shtikel cheres to go and keep it in place to make sure it doesn't fall out of place. Now, if you look at the Rashi, the second wide line, the litin patzim lachaveri, patzim kumay ptzime psochim, or ptzime chaloimis. We just said now the frames around the doors and frames around the windows. Hakvum b'choyma, which are set into the wall. The hain shel eitz, they're made out of wood. The soydin oisam lamata ulamala mishtei ruchais. You make them in a frame, like we just said. Upam shein kitzorim b'roichav. Sometimes they're a little bit narrow in the width. Umoshivin shnayim zebetzadzes. Therefore you put one on top of the other, one next to the other. V'tzorich loishim b'shoven. Now it's got to be glach, it's got to be equal, it's got to be flush. So yeizem nomach. One shouldn't be lower, one shouldn't be higher. And it shouldn't be crooked. If one of them, in fact, is leaning towards one direction, so sometimes to go and make it equal, to make it flat, and it should be glach, it should be smooth, on top or on the bottom. Maybe the thickness of the two of them is not thick enough. So you go and put a shtickle cheres inside to go and to lengthen it or to widen it. In other words, wherever you need a plug, you go and put a zashikol kli cheres to go and plug a hole in the frame.
But it has a chashivas, that's the point.
But that's
a purpose.
100%. But our cheres over here was even less than that. Wasn't sufficient to go between patzim lechaveroi, and that's why you were patzim. Yeah, vazokti.
It seems like the shear that Rashi is saying about patzim lechaveroi is, it's not a shear in size, mm-hmm. as much as the size is defined by its utility.
That's true.
I mean, this, you could have even a mashiach of a piece that would be considered a shear if it had utility. And here, by the plate, by the candle, mm-hmm. as soon as you have some utility for it by using the candle, it doesn't matter what size it is, mm-hmm. it's already the shear.
Mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying. What Rabbi Blum is asking, I believe, is that l'choira we have a shverkeit. L'gabe the case of making the fire, you have to have taka 2 or 3 eighths in to make your fire to go and cook the beyakala. For purposes of the fire of the shalhevis, all you need is one little toothpick or one little match, and then already you have a flame and you can carry the fire. Here by the cheres, we're saying that the chaspa didn't have the shear of aitza. But what is the shear? The shear that you need for a plug. The near shear for a plug might even be the smallest piece of chaspa that you need just to plug up a small little hole. And if that's the case, then even a smaller schasla, so it's got to be a little bit larger. Mitchum will get back to Shabbos. We'll see in greater detail how the Gemara explains it. But Lamaisa, that's
it's
how
like
it actually explains it.
There has to be a certain shear.
There's
right?
got to be a minimum.
It doesn't mean you're really using it for this. It's
yeah.
today.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, it has to be a certain shear. Could be you go basarayv in these things, what you usually need. But it cannot be that for one person, this is hetzah, and the other person, this is hetzah. It can't be.
Okay, but now we have another problem. And Rabinchas asked before that why did Abaye come up with this pshat of the chaspa? What was wrong with the pshat of the kisim? The kisim, that was a beautiful pshat. This went aflam, flam fire, went to medana. So what do you have to say? No, I'm not happy with a toothpick. Let's go and talk about a chaspa. And berach, they're the same. It's just a parallel case.
It's sure, same thing.
The same thing. So Rashi says that two different pshatim, why Abaye came up with a new pshat.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You give a kick to Rashi, the narrow lines, four or five lines before the wide lines. Abaye omer hod toni chaim bishum deshayif lamana mashki hotis.
No, yeah. I know.
Right before the wide lines. See?
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Mishum, says Rashi, to yeshlo dover lehiochis boy ichashuva. Since the flame has something to go and lehiochis but to be attached to, it's chashuv. Now says Rashi, abu b'kisem lo yisvir le labaye mishum demuatu umamay lechbais. Just one little match. How long does the match last? We all know. Till the end of the match, and soon you're going to burn your finger. And so it's only for 3 seconds, 5 seconds. Mashen ken lachasba could last for half a minute. So therefore, Abaye considers that to be longer lasting, a greater chashiv. A kissim has no chashiv. This has a chashiv. Inami or rabusa shvina Abaye va'afil bechasba be'alma nami she'ena nechezes kol kach chashiv hoitza. It's the other way around. What Abaye is saying is, not only in the case of a kisim, when the kisim is on fire, it's not just a flame which is on top of the kisim itself is burning, right? If you have a look at a match, you see the match is burning. That's why at the end it's all black charcoal is gornish. So you see that it's burnt. Mashenka the chaspa, after the flame is over, the chaspa hasn't changed. It's exactly the same thing.
It's only the shmirach that's burning, but that goes
on. Oh, it does say. So therefore, Rashi says, b'chaspa al manami she'ein in the echezes kolchach. It's not really attached to, it's really just hovering over. V'ruach merachefes al panei ha'chaspa. It's just hovering over the chaspa. The chaspa itself doesn't become firedik. So therefore, maybe it wouldn't be considered hoitza. Kamash mulan, this is echoitza. So therefore, you have two different reasons why Abaye came up with this Shaykh Mana B'mashcha, either because he taka disagrees, or because he wants to tell us even a greater chiddush that even by a chasm it's also considered a dover choshev by the shalavis. But let's get back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, you just gave two good examples of how you're chayiv because it's attached to a match or it's attached to a chaspa. But our Mishnah says it's potter. How else could you go and transport the fire if not with a chaspa without a match? Everyone keeps going to Aji Aduya Lushisaram. So Aji Aduya is like we explained before, that he went and blew it from Shusiyach into Shusiram. You see, if you look at the Rashi higher up in the Amid, about halfway down the Amid, Hadatani Chayiv Kishaitziya Bikisim. People have that, yeah? Hadatani Chasbi here in the middle. Hadatani Chasbi Kishaitziya Bikisim. Hot is?
Yes, yes.
Okay, skip a line. Okay, start the Rashi. The Kivan the Yeshloi double he dovik boy, since it attaches to something, Chashuvihi Bakalshu, it has a Chashivas. I was meant to remission. Masisik Tony Potter, Kidukimna le Kamon, with the Adya Aduye. So he said, Delekis Bishusayachid. He had a fire that was burning Shusayachid. Somach Lishusram next to the door, next to the window. The Nafak Beyod, then he kind of waved it, he blew it with his hands. The Nitek Shalheves, and now the Shalheves gave a spring, it gave a jump from the fireplace into the Shusram. The Frik Lishusram, it blew into the Shusram. But it's not attached to anything. Not to a kisim, not to a chasma. Then you're potur.
Yeah, in Baba Kama, you get a thing to jump. It's a shy with that's called.
You have the troyers, troyers.
Blacksmith, it's the
sparks.
I remember the Lashon Adyadui from there.
We had Adyadui also, the Gabi, the case of the yoinim, that why if you originally put away for Yontif, you put away Lamushal 3 yoinim, and the next morning you only find 2 left. So the Gemara said, Kul Alma, those 2 you assume are from the previous one. Ah, I think Gemara, but I had the case of 2 kisim. that the two kisim were masa sheni, and then the next morning you find only one, is a machloikis, whether you say this is a brand new one or whether you say that this is one of the two that was there before. See, Gemara says that payoinim ad yaduya, they can spring, they can go and run away. The kisim usually don't run on their own. Somebody else made them run. So if you're making them run, you probably took both instead of just taking one. Okay, anyway, but getting back to our Mishnah, zok the Mishnah weiter. Yeah, megin weiter. You're still confused a little bit.
I'm confused just the mitzvah, because a flame, as soon as it's going to leave its source, its wick, mm-hmm. it's not a flame anymore.
It can cause damage. If you have somebody standing there, the flame hits him, he could get hurt. So therefore, if you're transporting, the person didn't try to transport. Lamaisa, he caused the transfer of this flame from Shusha Yochim to Shusha Rabim. So I might think he'd be chayv. So if he took it on a match or on a chaspa, he's taka chayv. If he did a bit,
my question is that as soon as you don't have the match and you have this situation,
you need a fuel source, not just a fuel source,
a wick also. You need some kind of a mushus to hold it. You can't just have a flame. As soon as it's going to leave that, it becomes ois metzias.
Apparently the flame will still last for a second, a quarter of a second, a half a second. And if you have a piece of paper or something over there, it might get burned.
A second is enough of matzias to like...
Well, am I see attack a potter? Henachanami attack a potter. But the Gemara is saying is, if it's like a matzias, mita match, mita chaspa, it has a chashivus, attack a chayv. If however it's so immaterial, so intangible, such a nothing, you potter.
That's what I'm saying. It seems like the more...
The Gemara says it's potter, that's why the Bryce is...
We don't say he's potter because it's ois matzias at that point.
It doesn't have a chashivus of a flame. The reason why, when it's attached to the match, it has a chashivus, is because it's attached to a mamashis. It itself is not a mamashis, but it's attached to a mamashis. But on its own, it's not attached to anything. It's just in the listen.
Like from here, you have a definition. The definition of a flame you don't have unless you don't. It has no real definition unless it's connected to the
to something. Exactly.
As soon as it's not,
then you're potter, 100%. Zog the Mishnah Baita. Borishal Yuchid Kiragli Yuchim Shall Anchi Oisi Ir Kiragli Anchi Oisi Ir Mishal Oile Bovel Kiragli Hamamale. Now we're talking about a boil. A boil is a cistern, that's a fancy word, or a brethren. But the point is that it happens to be a bar which has in it water, and people are drawing the water on Shabbos or on Yontiv with his Erev, so you don't have a problem Hoitzua. You're drawing the water. The question is the Gabi Tchumen. How far can you take this water? You have the Mushal two neighbors, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has a cistern full of water. Shimon's cistern dried up. He doesn't have any water. He wants to go and buy or borrow water from Reuven. Reuven says, you can take the water. The problem is that Reuven's tchum was all at Svoina, because he made an Erev over there, because he was going to go to Kishkin Halish that day to hear the Drusha from the Kishkin Halish Rebbe, and therefore he can only go in that direction 4,000 Amos. Shimon, on the other hand, was going to go to Hoydin Anish, because Hoydin Anish, Chief Rabbi, is going to give a Drusha. So the question is, can he take that water with him to Hoydin Anish, or does it have to stay here? Dr. Mishnah, Bar Shlo Yuchid Karag Le Yuchid. Whoever is the owner of that bar, he has a din of tchumen on that water, just like by the behemoths, just like by the chafetzim, just like by the gachalas. You go after the owner of that bar. Okay. Mishlanchi Oisir, what happens if it happens to be a public bar for the whole community? Karagli Anchi Oisir. So Rashi said you can go in all directions 2,000 namas. There might be one or two people in the town that made an Erev. You don't have to worry about it. You go after the public, and the public, b'derech klal, their tchum is this city and 2,000 amas in each direction, and that's how much you're allowed to go with that water. And if you, in particular, you made it in a different direction, okay, so then you could taka only go in the same 2,000 amas of everybody else in the city. Vishal oile bovel. However, if you're talking about a real public bar, not that belongs to this town or city, but one that was dug by the oile bovel for all the people that would come up each time when they were
mushal and regular. This is the pasuk birois.
Yeah, the pasuk birois. So these oile bovel. So then, and you're continuing to travel further, right, left, up, down within your tchum. Then skaragla mamale. Then it's according to how much you were mamale. In other words, you become the balabas, and you can go in your entire, eight of your entire tchum, and then if afterwards someone wants to borrow some water from you, then he is stuck with your ragle hamamale. The person that draws the water, he becomes the balabas, and then if that drawer then shares his water with somebody else, that somebody else has to go after the mamale's tchum, and not after his own.
That sounds again like Frededa.
We're going to come on to Brayin Amud Beis. Praiti Mori Yetz Rami Le Rav Le Rav Nachmon. Tonight we learned in our Mishnah Barshel Yuchid Kiragli HaYochid. Or a minimum of a kash, state in the Brice in the Horace Ham Moishchen, although the Brice uses the term Moishchen, Rashi says, we're talking about any normal standard river that flows. Umayonis Anoivim, and if you have one of these wells or springs which is also flowing, Harihen Karagle Koludam, then there is no din of Kinyan Shvisa for anyone, says Rashi, why not? Because you can only have a Kinyan Shvisa, something which remains in place, stationary, something which is mobile. By definition, it's constantly on the move, so you can't go and restrain it and say you can only go into my tchum. The water is going to go beyond your tchum. The water is going to ignore you. This is not something that
what
you
if
can.
Mamala upkeli
about the manoch l'shveti, manoch l'shveti. Since v'choyra our mishnah says barshel yuchid is correct liyuchid. If Reuven owns this cistern, it has to go according to his tchum. But we just said now, the horse of Moshchem, Yonos and Oivin, is Karagli Koludam. Whoever is taking the water, he can do whatever he wants with it in his tchum. He can ignore the fact that this Nohar or this Mayan belongs to Reuven or Shimon or Levi. He can go Karagli Koludam. Everything more Amar Rabba, Amar Rabba.
The mother thought that the boy is fed through a Mayan.
Or that the boy itself is a Mayan. That's sitting more. Achamayiskinan b'mechunasin. It's a major difference. Our mission is talking about that the bar is stationary. The water is not moving anywhere. That Bryce is talking about Nehoris HaMoishchem. That is
rain.
Oh, it's a fine. Nehoris HaMoishchem, which are moving. Where did we say the svara is that there is no kinyan for shvisa for tchumen, something which is on the move, which is mobile, which is flowing, because it flows, it doesn't wait for your tchum or your erev. Segait, ma she'en ken the bor shel yuchid mechunasim, the water stays in place. It stays in place. It's no different than any chayfetz of yours that stays in place. V'et manami v'chiyav haravin ha'mishmul mechunas na sinishke kasha and enechanami ha'mishtak talk about boer and not by a mayan and not by a nohar and nishke fab.
Boer system is usually mechunas.
Yeah, enechanami. So you're saying that the terrace is an easy terrace. Yeah. You must. Okay, bait. V'shal oily bubble keraglei ha'mimalei. So our case in the Mishnah is talking about, remember this bor of oily bubble, and Reuven was mamali for himself. Then Shimon says, could you lend me some water? And he says, sure, I'll be happy to share with you some water. And he gives him a cup, he gives him a glass, he gives him a bottle, whatever it happens to be. And now Shimon wants to take that water with him. Gesundheit, you can go and take it, but only keraglei ha'mimalei, according to Reuven's Eirev Tchum, not according to your Tchum. So Gemara asks now a shayla. Itmar, milei v'nosen l'chaveroi. Says Rashi, that's not the case that we just spoke about. We're talking about a person that b'shas, he drew the water, he had in mind for his chaver. Reuven drew the water, Shimon comes over to Reuven, I need some water. Reuven says, the bucket that I drew already this morning is almost empty. I'll go and draw brand new water for you. It's all right. I'll draw brand new water for you, not for me. All the shame you. So the person is milei b'nosan l'chaveroi. His das, when he was drawing the water, was for the chaver. So we have a machloikas of Nachman and Rav Sheish. Rav Nachman omer keragli mishnas maluloi, that you go according to the Shimon. In other words, Reuven is drawing the water for Shimon.
Who's like a shliach.
Keragli mishnas maluloi, it belongs to Shimon's tchum, not Reuven's tchum. Rav Sheish is omer keragli hamamali. No, in this case too, it goes according to Reuven the drawer, and not Shimon the drawee. We look after the person that's mamali, not the shliach, but the mishalech. What's the machlekes? Says Yimar Mar Sovar Bira Dehefkerahu. Rav Sheshis holds that the boyer of the oily bubble is like hefker. Umar Sava Bira De Shutfihu. But Rav Nachman holds it's like a bar of shutfim. What difference does it make if it's a bar of hefker, a bar of shutfim? So Rashi says you have to look at the famous Gemara Mesechtes Bav Metzia, where it talks about a magbia metzia la chaveroi loy kana chaveroi. What is this all about? A person is walking down the street and he sees that there's an aveda, and he looks at the aveda, it has no simon on it, and it happens to be in a rishus rabbim, and it happens to be in a goyish shtut. There's no reason, no need for him to go and be machriz. He could take it for himself. But this person says, Baruch Hashem, I have enough for myself, I don't need it, but I have a chaver, and he could probably use this object, and he's magbia metzia la chaveroi, not for himself. I'm picking up this object from the floor because I want to give it to my good friend Reuven, and I'm going to give it to him. The question is, was he koina by being magbia in that form? If he took it for himself, avadi, you can go and take him and see it for yourself, provided that there are no simonim and you don't have to give it back. Fine. But now the question, he didn't take it for himself, he took it for somebody else. So why not take it? So now the problem is, that schus for that adam is a choy for everybody else. Because there are another million people in the street that if you wouldn't pick it up, they could pick it up for themselves. So it's takas chus for him, but it's a choy for somebody. And the Gemara calls this, he's a toifis lebal choy, the mokim shechav lachem. The word bal choyv is not really appropriate, it's just a borrowed lashon, that he's hopping on for one guy to the detriment of everybody else. And therefore the halacha is, ha-magbim etzil ha-chaveray, loy kona chaveray. But what is that gizuk kivon if you're talking about an aveda, which means a dover of hefker? A dover of hefker, I want to go and be magbia, be koinit, not for myself, but for somebody else. Can't do it because it's detrimental to other people. But what happens if I'm being koinit for him because he's a shutif, it belongs to him. So then there's no problem, it belongs to him. So that's the case over here with his bar of the oil above. Marsavar, meaning Rav Sheshes that said that Mile Venos and Chaveray, what's the halacha? Kiragli Hamamale, he holds a magbia matil chaveray, loy kona chaveray. The chava was not koina. So when Reuven drew the water, he didn't, because remember, this is Hefker. Hefker, anybody can draw the water. So by my taking the, I could take the water for myself, just like for myself,
and
I could take the
water. Here there's enough water for everybody.
I don't know. And maybe there's not enough water. If all 10 million people draw water from this, the cistern is going to go dry. So apparently there isn't enough water. So anyway, so then this person is a borrow of Hefker. If I'm going to draw the water for Shimon, Shimon's not going to be koina. So who's going to be koina? By default, me, the guy that's mamale. And that's why Rav Sheshes says, karagle mamale.
And that's why it goes according to his tchum.
Goes according to his chum and not the other person's chum. Umarsav, however, Rav Nachman says, no, avad, I agree to the halacha of a magbi tzil chaber lechaber, avad. But that's talking about a hefker, by an aveda. It's not aveda, it belongs to everybody. I'm a shutev, you're a shutev, he's a shutev, everybody that's from the oily bovel can go and take from this water. Be the shut for you. So therefore, I'm just a shliach, says Rashi, like you said before. Shliach shalom kamoise. Just like he could draw the water for himself, I'm doing him a toiv and I'm drawing the water for him. Let's look at the Rashi, four lines from the bottom. Karagle mishinis maluloi. Tanas is a shluchoi, bekonoloi. Like you said, a shliach. So therefore, he cannot go and be zoicha for his chaver. Ella hamagbiya kana. So the magbiya therefore is kana. That's Rav Sheshes. Therefore, you go after the ragli hamamale after his tchum. Rav Nachman Savar, be the shut for you. Loivkiru b'nei hagoyla elenosnu lechol Yisrael. She was shut from by every one of Klal Yisrael has a chelik shutfus in this bar. Ukshamazel lechaber lemalus lemichalkoi v'holach bishlichusoi nase shluchoi veinze magni metzia. He's my shliach. And since he's my shliach, shliach shvadim kemaisai. Therefore, it's keragli me shenismalulai. Okay, l'chor, this far is a very easy, very simple. The kasha now is going to be on Rav Nachman. Remember, Rav Nachman is the one that says that it's a shutfus, and therefore it's keragle mishnas malulai. Thank you, Rav Nachman. Hareni alecha chedim. What happens? This is now hilchos nedarim. Now you're talking about two people that unfortunately had a falling out, and each one is now considering making a neder against the other guy. So let's look at the lush in the text of the neder. Hareni alecha chayrim. Hareini means I am a chayrim on you. Therefore, hamuder. Muder means the subject, means you, the other guy. He's us. Because he says, I just doesn't mean only me. It means me and all of my possessions are muder a chayrim on you. So therefore, the muder is up. What about the other way around? Harei at olai chayrim. You are a chayrim on me. Then hanoider aser. Then me, the guy who made the neder, I asked myself to have a noah from you. Now what happens if he's a machmir, and he says, Areni alecha, v'ata olai, you should be asra on me, and I should be asra on you. It should be mutual. Shnei masurim zebezeh, both of them are asra one and the other. However, umetare mishal oile bavel, our case of the bar of the Baile Babel. Vasur Mishal Oisair, but they're both Asir Mishal Oisair. And now the Bryce explains, and we'll soon come to the Kasha. What's the difference between the Oile Babel and Oisair? Eilead Varsha Oile Babel. Harabayas. The Harabayas from the Bismigdish. Halishochois. Voazorois. In other words, the Gans Harabayas from the Gans Fanem. Ubor Shalem Sederach. In our case, in the bar of our Mishnah, a bar en route from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, that's all considered to be Shel Oile Babel. The Elohim shall also hear what belongs to that shtut. That's a rechoiv, the street, or beis a knesset, the shul, beis a merchetz, the bathhouses, etc. Aha. Okay. So why is there a difference between the oile bavel and the oiso ear? That by the oile bavel you're saying it's mutter, and by the oiso ear it's asur. Very simple. Because if we all happen to be residents of this town, of the city, so by definition, all of the public amenities, public property belongs to all the citizens, all the residents of the town. Aha. So therefore, if it all belongs to us, if I go and say to you, you're not allowed to have a hanoah from my property, and I cannot have any hanoah from your property, then both of us are also to use the communal property, because both of us have a chelik in the communal property. It belongs to you, belongs to me, and we're assuring each other on each other's possessions, so I can't have enough from you. Oh. What about the oil above? Why is that mutter? Because the oil above bar doesn't belong to me, it doesn't belong to you. So I can't go and assur something which doesn't belong to me on you. It doesn't belong to me. I can't say, don't drink from that seltzer. That seltzer doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the shul. It doesn't belong to me, so I can't assur it on you. You can drink it because I'm tight. So therefore the point is, you see from this Braisa L'Choyda clearly that the din of Oile Babel is Hefker, it's not Shel Shutfim. It's a Chzeh Ben Rav Nachman that it says Shel Shutfim. You're masking. It's a right to Rav Sheish, it's a Kasha on Rav Nachman. Now we could ask already from this Braisa directly, but the Gemara even wants to amplify the question further. And the Gemara says, V'i Amris, Birud Shutfim, if you're going to tell me the bar belongs to Shutfim, and my mutter, why is it mutter? We don't need Vatanan. We can just bring a raya from the Sefer of the Braisa, which already said that if it's a bar or it's something which belongs to the Oisa here, we said it's awesome because it's all Shudfi. So I don't even need another Mishnah. You see, the Tam Toisa says, Migufe have imotzit lemedik to Osar, because you asked the Beis Kisei and the Beis Knesses, the Beis Merchetz, the Beis Kisei, my apologies. Beis Knesses, the Beis Merchetz, and the Rechava, Mitam Shudfim, Elazai's Posh and Joyce. Here you don't have to even think, you know, those people that don't want to think, they just want to have it all spoon fed. You can't go into a chotzer ashutfim because they asked each other. The chotzer also might belong to 12 other people, makes no difference. If every one of us has a chelik in this chotzer, it's a semi-public chotzer, belongs to the shcheinim around, or room in a room, their chotzer, each one can ask the other one. And that's why each one can ask.
It's a little by mominess.
Oh, like yesterday. Yeah. And the same thing applies to Mishal Oisair. We're all shutfim in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMerchitz in the public property. But Mashen Ken, you see the bar of the Oile Babel. It's of Zeh Shver on Rav Nachman. It's a right that it's Hefker, not that it's shutfim. Every the Gemara lirchaitz bebar, and the Bach takes out the second word lirchaitz bebar hachinami. Avada navada, says Rav Nachman, the bar is a bar shel shutfim. It's not a bar of hefker. And since it's a bar of shutfim, if either one of the two wants to go and bathe inside this bar, and afterwards he shouldn't drink from it, but that's a separate story. But if he wants to jump in, he wants to go and swim in the bar, he wants to bathe in the bar, then avada it would taka be osur. Because it's a bar of shutfim, because I, Rav Nachman, hold the bar shel oile bavel is shutfim, and it's osur. The Braisa says, umbetorim shel oile bavel. Not that they wanted to go and swim inside the bar, but they wanted to draw water and take water from the bar to drink. Mar mi didei kamamali, umar mi didei kamamali. V'sav Rav Nachman yesh breira. Remember you said your breira? I said the Gemara is going to say. Does the ma'isa? What is yesh breira? The einoch anami. It's all shutfim. That's all b'shutfus until we divide it up. Everybody has an undivided interest in that bar. But once I draw the water, then that water is my chelik in the bar, and that's the chelik that I had from the time that the oile bavel went and made this bar and started filling it with water. Yesh breira l'mafreya. This was always my water. So I didn't take from your water. I took my water, and you took your water. Okay, so never the twain shall meet. And that's why it's mutter, because of breira. Of course, if you hold ein breira, I'm taking from your water, from his water, from everybody's water, and then this wouldn't work. But if you hold yesh breira, then you have an eitzah.
Why there not the reis?
No.
So remember we had machlokes about.
Well, the breira is the reis, the rabban, yeah, ein achanami. So freik di mar yetz v'sabra nachman yesh breira azay shoktir. Rav Nachman holds a breira, but not. I'll bring you a Mishnah Nishtas, like we had this Mishnah Masech the Shkolim. Agishmak and Mishnah.
Oh boy.
Ha'ach and Ha'shut think Kishachayov and Bekalbain Beturim in Masa Bahaima. Or Kishachayov and Masa Bahaima Beturim in a Kalbain. What's heist a Kalbain? A Kalbain is a small little Matbeyala that one had to add to the Machtsis HaShekel. Meaning, we know every single year when it comes Chodesh Udar, Mashmim ala Shkolim v'ala Kilayim, you have to go and bring a Machtsis HaShekel to buy the new carbon. In the base of Migdosh, Machta Shekel, says Rashi, is a very small coin. It's very thin and it's easily losable. You can easily lose it. It's such a small coin. So what did most people do? They would go to the Gizba and they would bring a big coin, a shekel, which had in it, of course, two machtas of shekels. They would go to the gizbar, and they would say to the gizbar, do me a favor, please change this coin for me. The gizbar himself, or the gizbar would say, I'm not in the money-changing business, go next door to the money-changer. But the point is that the shulchani charged for money-changing. That was the fee. Not how did the banks make money in those days? Not by going and charging you for leaving money with them in the bank. Instead of giving you interest, they go and charge you for leaving money in the bank. If you don't have up to over $5,000, you got to pay $20 or $30 a month, right? Every time you write out a check, more than six checks. Anyway, nishkafki minute. But the point is, getting back to our Gemara, that the money changer, how did he make money? On his commission, on his fee. So since, if you're going to go and bring a machtsa shekel, a marshal, and you're going to go and give it to the gizbar is also going to have to go and collect the machtsa shekels and make large kolim out of it, and eventually he's going to have to break it down. So each time he's going to have a fee. So therefore you have to add that small commission, a small fee, to your machtsa shekel. And to the machtsa shekel, you have to give a little kalbein, another 2% or whatever it happens to be, for these money-changing purposes. Aha. Okay. Now, the halacha is only when an individual, any individual who's giving his machtsa shekel, he has to add a kalbein. What happens if two people come together to the base of Magdish and say, you know what, instead of giving me a machtsa shekel that you're going to have to convert into shkalim, we together are going to bring one shekel for the two of us. Here, Gizbar, here's one shekel. This shekel is for Reuven and Shimon together, and they want to save the kalbein. The halacha is, unfortunately, they don't save, and each one has to add a kalbein anyway. So this eitzah doesn't work. In fact, Rashi says they'll have to add two kalbeinis. Reuven will have to have a kalbein for his machtsa shekel, Shimon for his machtsa shekel. There's an exception to the rule. The exception to the rule is what happens if the father is paying the shekel for his kids, for his two sons. He's the one giving the money, not that Reuven and Shimon are giving the money. Yaakov is giving the money for Reuven and Shimon together, one shekel. Then he only has to pay one kalbein. He doesn't have to pay two kalbeinim, or two kalbeinis. Azei zok Rashi. Aha. Now what happens if chas v'shulam, chulil v'chas, the father passed away, and he left over what's called a tfusas habayis. Tfusas habayis in English heist an estate of someone who passed away. Every estate eventually has to be subdivided. But until the subdivision took place, it hasn't been fully probated yet, they didn't divide it yet, it's still one intact estate. And now it comes Uda time, and the two brothers say, you know what, before we're going to go and divide up the whole estate, let's go and take a shekel from father's, Zichron Lavrucha's possessions, let's take his shekel and give it to the Beis Hamikdash. They can do that, and they can save with that the one of the two kalbeinis. They're not saving $1 million, but at least they save one kalbein. They only have to give one kalbein instead of two kalbeinis. That's the halacha legabi the estate. And one further step, what happens
there's
if...
There's really one owner, and Tisa Bias is one.
That's why, because there's only one owner.
Father's deed to be alive for ownership purposes.
Okay. Exactly. It's considered to be one owner. That's exactly right. Now, what happens if after...
The father's estate is mechuyiv?
No, the father died, but the kids are mechuyiv. And the kids are being paid through the father. Since the father is saying, I'll give the money on your behalf, he's allowed to do that, and since he's a one individual, or one estate, you only have to give one kalbein, you don't have to give two kalbeinis.
I see.
Now what happens if the father's estate, the father already passed away a year ago, now they've finally been probated, and now they've divided it up, and Reuven took half of the chasim, and Shimon took half of the chasim, and then after they finish, a month later, Reuven and Shimon say, you know what, when we were working together as one, it was more hana'ah, we had more siman bracha. Let's go and merge everything together again. First they were cholku v'chozuv nishtatfu. Now they come back together. Let's merge it as one. It's taka very nice that they merged it as one, but lemaisa it's not considered to be one estate and one individual, because once chazav nishtatfu, they're considered to be shutfim, and therefore you have to go and give two kalboinus. So one, it's an estate of the father, it's one kalboin, even though it's the same estate, they subdivided and merged it again, you have to give two kalboinus. And that's the case of the kalboin. Then you have the case of the masa behaima. Masa behaima is the other way around. What means the other way around? Everybody knows if you own a whole bunch of animals, and in a particular year, your animals they gave birth to 10 brand new animals, then you have to go and be mafresh one of the 10 animals as masa behaima. Maybe people think, oh, you have to go and give it to the kohen, to the levi. No, you don't take it, you take it for yourself, and you bring it to the Swedish, you bring it for a carbon for yourself. Okay, Zayid. Good. Now, the question is, when are you mechuyev in doing in giving ma'aser, being mafresh ma'aser behaima? The Torah uses an expression, kol petah sheger behaima sheyeh loch. Loch. Da'ash demara loch v'lo yishol shutfim. If you have two people that own together these animals, then you're potter for giving ma'aser behaima. You only have to give ma'aser behaima if it belongs to one individual, not if it belongs to two individuals. Aha. Okay, so now getting back to the case of the estate. The father, Baruch Hashem, he had 10 new shepselach that were born. The father was going to go and be mafresh one of the shepselach. Unfortunately, the father, full of the gantzif, with the gantz excitement, tomorrow I'm going to give the masa b'haima, I'm going to take it to Yerushalayim, I'm going to bring it for carbon. He went, as if I had it, Nebuch. Olsen ishmusay betahara of the shemayim. Nebuch. Instead of bringing the masa, Nebuch is amisa masa, they had to have Nebuch halavaya. Okay, anyway, that was the story. So what happens now? Now there's an estate left over with the ten shepselach, so you have to go and give masa behema. The answer is yes, because it's not considered to be shutfim. It's an undivided estate. It's as if the father was still alive. You do have to give masa behema. But what happens if you would go and subdivided, and now half belongs to Reuven, half belongs to Shimon. Okay, and they're talking that there were 20 behemoths. So now that Reuven has 10 behemoths, and Shimon has 10 behemoths. Okay, so again you have to go and give Masa behemoth. But what happens if they went and they merged again, they took all the behemoths together, and now Reuven and Shimon are again partners, now they're potter, because it says, L'chov v'loy shol shutfim. Even though a month ago, when it was one estate and it was all merged together, then you were chayiv, because it was one, it was lecha. Now that they subdivided, and then they merged it again.
And the moment it was subdivided, it was mechuyev again.
Mechuyev again. Avada. And now we merged it, now it's part of because it now shall shutfim. Ah, so it comes out now. When there was one estate, you only had to give one kalboin, you didn't have to give two kalboines. So therefore you had a tour, you were potter mikalbein echad. But you were machayiv in masa behaima, because of lecha, it's considered to be one. Now it's the other way around. If it was subdivided and then it was re-merged, now you're machayiv to go and give two kalboinais, but you're potter from giving masa behaima, because it's lecha v'loy shel shutfim. Those are the ganze geshaft. That's the difference between this case and that case. If you want to take a quick look at the Rashi, in the middle of the Omed, kishachayom bekalbein petun mimasa behaima, it's the middle of the narrow lines. Yeah. Kol Yisrael huskiku losis machzah shekel. Everybody had to go and give machzah shekel. They tilu chacham aleihem, and the chacham made a special din lahoisiv ma'a ketana to go and add a klein shigim ma'a liyos kalbay leprutrut. What's this kalb leprutrut? Neishehein chatzoy shkolim. These chati shekels or chatichos dakos, small little matbeis, v'noichin la'abed, and they easily can be lost. Upa'am shemachliv and oisam b'monim. What they used to do is they would go and switch them for larger matbeis, and the side says b'mois. V'noisden hakalbein b'chiluf. Anytime that you're being machlif from larger to smaller, smaller to larger, you have to go and add a shtickle commission. So that's the kalbein. The af says Rashi. Kishemet starf in shnaim losis shekel sholem. Even if two people get together, Reuven and Shimon, they say, you know what? Let's not pay the kalbein. Instead of giving this small machzah shekel, give a shekel sholem. Even then, heitilu aleim shnei kalbeinim. You have to pay two kalbeinim. Because we don't want to benefit them and mimaydis hegdish, we go and say you're like everybody else. Loy plug, everybody has to give a kalb. Aval, but there is one exception. Ha'av shoyka b'shul shnei banav shekel shalem u'pater mi kalbin sheni. He only has to pay one kalbin. He's pater from the second kalbin. So if the father is still alive, or like we'll see in a moment, even if the father passed away, but the estate is still alive, it's still one intact, you only have to give one kalbin. But mas b'hema is the other way around. Mas b'hema noy b'chol shana b'vlad esan noylot. The Eidishal Shutfim Peturim. But if it's a Shutfim, you're potter. Have Lodish Mamasa. How do I know this? I'm the Bechoidis. Kopeta Shegibam Shilcha Veloishal Shutfis. Now, even though this Pasik Peta Shegir is not talking about Maser, it's talking about Bechoir. Oh, Parchin, but Bechoir, say, we're talking about Bechoir. Oh, Mishanin, and the Gemara answers. It may mean the Bechoir. The Isa Beshutfis. By Bechoir, we know there is a Din of Shutfisiv. Of Bechoir is Bekarchem Betzoinchem. So, Ibazoi is a steed in the Psukim. Therefore, the pasuk of lechav leishol shuv is talking about maser. Yochel afilu kana betvusas abayis. Tvusas abayis is that estate, like we said before. Kigun achin shlo yispiku lach like yirishosin. Achin olam vlodois. What happens if the achin didn't have a chance to split up the estate and they had these bunch of vlodois? Tamaloy me yiyeh. And therefore, you are chayiv because it's one entity, it's one estate. Yiyeh, you're chayiv in maser behema. Hilkach. So now, what's the bottom line? Achim shein shutfim she shutfusan li acher chaluka. What about achim that are shutfim post chaluka? What means post chaluka? Gigon shechazru v'nishtatfu. First they divided up the estate and now they merged it again together. Chayovim bekalbin kishar shnayim hamischarim l'shekel shalem. Then they'd have to go and give two kabbainis like every time two shutfim. Upterim asa b'ayma the shutfim ba'almaninu. They're like any other shutfim. They're batlat v'sabayis. This whole concept of the estate is now history. They divided it up. Ukish chayovim asa b'ayma gigon shnishtatfu. When they get together, when the Yerusha fell, the Kaimat Tvisa Zabais and the estate is still intact, it hasn't been subdivided yet. So getting back to now the Mishnah, we haven't even gotten to the Kashi yet. We asked, Rav Nachman says, what means that after they subdivided the estate, they remerged it. Since they merged it together, what happens? Mm-hmm. Now each one is chayav bekalbin. Now it's termina masa behem because masa behema ilcha v'loishel shutfim. Ukishchayam masa behem means the undivided estate before it was subdivided. But termina kalbin, it's one entity. It's part of the kalbin, but it's chayav masa behem because it's lecha. Yeah, lecha. You have to go and give masa behem. Okay, that's fascinating. What does it have to do with us? V'yomer avanan. When did we say that when the brothers merged again the estate had been subdivided, and now they merged it back together again? That's only if when they subdivided the estate, they took items of different sizes, different values, and of course Rashi says, and they took an appraiser, and the appraiser said, two gedoyim for one tleh, lemoshel, or 1.5 gedoyim for one tleh. In other words, but they had to have an appraiser to subdivide the estate. It's gedoyim keneged tleim, tleim keneged gedoyim. That's when you say that it was divided, and then you merge it again, it becomes of shutvim, and therefore you part to be masa behema, you chayib kalbay. Avacholke gedoyim keneged gedoyim, utloim. If it was an even cut, even division, you had all together 12 gedoyim, you get 6, you get 6. There were 18 tloyim, you get 9, you get 9. So it wasn't really a division after all. Oimer, you say, Zeu chelkei hamagiyim mishor rishoyim lekach. Yesh breira, and it's as if the father left in his will, you get 9 tiloyim, and you get 9 tiloyim. You get 6 gedoyim, you get 6 gedoyim. And therefore, when they merged it again, it's not like a new shutfis, it's as if they were together all along, explains Rashi.
Tvisa bias again.
The Tvisa bias remains intact.
So we went back to Tvisa bias.
We go back to its origins. As in, it's not history. It's as if we're going back to the original. Should to the original Tvisa bias. Rav Nachman Amar, I feel a cholki gedoyim kineged goyim utloim kineged tloim. Ein oy mezeh chelkai magiyim mishor rishayin lekach. You don't go and say that each one got his original chelik. Means I don't hold of Breira. If I hold the Breira, I can go and say that what I got now, that's what my father's intention was legally, as if he wrote out a will. But if you hold Ein Breira, you don't say that. it's crystal clear that Rav Nachman doesn't hold the din of Breyer. As Oktochdu, Afila, Kidoim, Kide, Kidoim, Einoim, Ezechal, Kamegi, Meshorishan. But didn't Rav Nachman say by the water cistern that Yesh Breyer? And now he's saying, Ein Breyer, Oy Rabbeisai, how am I going to give a terrace to be Echadoch Mishka Breyer? Chmizloch gave my terrace. So what's Pshat? Ella says the Gemara, Hocha, Ella the Kuli Alma, Bir Defkerihi. The emissin, not only Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman also agrees a bor is hefker.
It's no question. Though.
Everybody agrees to that. If bor is hefker, that's why it said on the Omid out here on the Omid Beis, umutar mishal oile bavel. If one made a neder against the other person, it's not a problem because it doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to hefker. So therefore, anybody can take it. It's mutter. No problem. So, Ibazoi, but why does Rav Nachman say on the Omid Aleph that when I go and draw water, it's keragle mi shinismaluloi? Remember, we said that according to Rav Sheshes, it's keragle hamemale, because he holds that it's hefker, and since it's hefker, he was koinef in the hefker. Masha Enke, and according to Rav Nachman, why did we say keragle mi shinismaluloi? Because everybody has a chelik, we're all shutfim, and therefore, the Mishaleach drew water for the Shliach. You're telling me now, no, that there's no Shlichus. It's all Hefker. If it's all Hefker, then how does Rav Nachman say that it's Kerag Mishan is Maloi? It should be Kerag Leham Male. The Male is Koinim and Hefker. Aha. The machloik is, we assumed on the Omer Aleph that everybody agrees on Magbiya Metzil Chaveroi, Loi Kona Chaveroi. Says the Gemara now, Magbiya Metzil Chaveroi, Kabili Masava Kona, Masava Loi Kona. Now notice, it doesn't say Kona Chaveroi, Loi Kona Chaveroi. So you would think, that doesn't mean, Rashi says, Dafka. Avad, everybody agrees, loy kana chaveroi. The chaver is never koina. I cannot be toifis lebal choi even mokim shechav lachrini. Why can't I say that that's the machloikas? Because Rashi says, Rav Nachman himself says, in the sechs bom metziah, ha-magbir b'tzil lechaveroi, loy kana chaveroi. Both Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda, everybody holds loy kana chaveroi. So what's the machloikas over here? Machloikas is what happened. I'm sorry? You're on the right path. What happens if Reuven is going down the street and he goes and picks up an Aveda and he says, oh, what is this Aveda? This is a brand new tie. I just got from my wife 3 new ties. I don't need any more ties. But my friend, he could use a brand new tie. I'm picking up this tie for my friend. We just said now, Magbiya Tzil Chaveira, Loi Kana Chaveira. So it doesn't go to the friend. So what does happen with it? Does it remain Hefker? Or maybe it remains mine? It belongs to me. Because after all, I picked it up. So the question is, what's the default? Avad, it doesn't go to the chaver. Loi kana chaveroi. So what, where does it go? Does it remain hefker, like it was until now? Or am I koina because it doesn't go to him, so it goes to me afterwards, I picked it up? Does the machlok Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. So according to Rav Sheshes, as soon as you picked it up, it didn't go to the other guy, but it goes to me, because I picked it up. So therefore, it's a ragla hamamali. When I pick up this water of the hefker dika cistern, it belongs to me, ragla hamamali.
Have in mind, if he's not safe, I'll be safe.
I don't even know if you have to have in mind. It could be that it happens automatically, because I want to be koina, and it didn't work for him, so I'm koina by it. We'll see in the Rashi tomorrow. I'm about to say. This is Kiragma Mali according to Rav Sheshes. How did Rav Nachman hold Kiragma Mishnah Maluloi? Says Rashi, not when I pick it up, because when I pick it up, loy kona chaver. However, when I hand it over to him, then it belongs to him. It doesn't belong to me. Meaning that as long as I, the Magbia, the one that picked up the Aveda, until I gave it to the other guy, it still remained Hefker. And anybody could go over and grab it from me. But once I handed it over to him, now he's Koina, not from me, he's Koina in a Hefker. Same thing is by the water. When I drew the water on behalf of Shimon, the water didn't belong to me, it's Hefker water. And I can't go and draw it for Shimon. So therefore, Shimon wasn't Kana, but I also wasn't Kana, because I didn't have a mind for me, I had a mind for him. So, nobody was Kana. So it's still Hefker. When I hand it over to Shimon now, Shimon is Kana and a Hefker. That's why it's Keragle Mishnah Maluloi, because now it's as if he picked it up from the Hefker. Not that I picked it up, he picked it from the Hefker. So therefore, it's Keragle. He's now the Mamale. That's why he's called Mishnah Maluloi. Let's look at the last Rashi, who explains it much better than me. The second wide line, Magbir Tzil Chaveira Kamifligi, Loi Gersin Magbir Metzia Kana Chaveira Kamifligi, Loi Gers Marsova Kana Chaveiroi, Loi Kana Chaveiroi. Everybody holds Loi Kana Chaveiroi. So when it says in our Gemara, Mar Sava Kona, Mar Sava Le Kona is referring to the Mamale, not the Chaver. The Chaver is not Kona, zero. And it's got to be that way. Why? Because if you're going to tell me, according to Rav Nachman, that Kona Chaveroi, then can't catch Rav Nachman. Because the Gemara in the Amud Aleph says, it's Karagli Mishinis Malulai. So therefore, the easy terrors would be that there's a Machloikis whether Kona Chaveroi, Kona Chaveroi. That Rav Sheisha says, Loi Kona Chaveroi, and therefore it's Karagli Hamamale, it belongs to me. And Rav Nachman holds it's no, Kona Chaveroi. Not like we said, if Kona Chaveroi, then it belongs to Mishnas Malulai. That's impossible. Because Rav Nachman itself says, you can't say the Kama Karagli Mishnas Malulai, Ubishnaim Ochsen Amrin Rav Nachman of Chizadam Chavayu, Hamizve, Loi Kona Chaveroi. It's the Chastir of Nachman Rav Nachman. Since it cannot be here, you're kind of chaveira, and they're like kind of chaveira. El ha'ochigar see the magmiyat zil chaveira come miflegi v'sulai. Magmiyat zil chaveira. It doesn't say kind of chaveira. It says kana or loikana. O pirush. What's the pirush now? The magmiyat zil chaveira come miflegi. Urikuli alma loikana chaveira. Everybody agrees loikana chaveira. Magmiyat shel zeh. Ele im kona ha magbia im loy kona pligi. The machloikis says, what about the magbia? Is he kona? The chaver is zichanat kona. Is the magbia kona? Rav Nachman said, loy kona magbia. To lava day to limit. I didn't have mine for myself. I only had mine for Shimon. Ela mishin is mal loy konam b'meshicha. When will he kona it? Kishir kablem kishir boler shusai. When it'll come into his rishus, when I, Reuven, hand it over to Shimon, then Shimon will be kona. But not when I drew the water, because loy kona chavera. V'da'at alikmai, t'chi omu loy kona chavera, kol zman shu biyara magbiya. That that Rav Nachman said, ha magbiya, metziya lechavera, loy kona chavera, that's as long as the magbiya is holding on to it. Amrin, diyocholoy, mani eskabali atzvi. Al mishin nitnoloy, once it's handed over to the chaver, kona. The non-hostum taka says over there, v'mishin nitnoloy, omuz chisi bat chaloy v'klo, once you hand it over, it's too late. If you want to change your mind, you got to change your mind before you hand it over, not afterwards. He picked it up. He owns it now. It's his. There's another gear of the shtimish. Anyway, so get back to our Gemara. Everybody holds it's a bar of hefker. It's not a bar of shutvin. Both Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. So why does Rav Sheshes hold Mamale and why does Rav Nachman hold Kemishnas Malaloi? That what? Mar Sever Kona, meaning the Magbia is Kona. Not the Chav. The Chav is never Kona. Hamabia Mitzvah Loi Kona Chavere. So the Magbia is Kona. If the Magbia is Kona, it belongs to him. Now, if he hands it over to Shimon, it's Karagli Hamamale, that's the original roofing. Umar Sabalekon, nobody was Koina. Even though I picked it up, it's still Hefker Gomer, because I had in mind for Shimon. Shimon was not Koina. No, I didn't have in mind for me, so it's still Hefker. Anybody can go and grab it and take it. But when I hand it over eventually to Shimon, a minute later, half an hour later, whenever, then it will be his. At that point, it goes now, he is Koina Mena Hefker, therefore it's Karagli Mishinis Malaloi.